Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after a fight with her little sister, she stormed off to her room, and then she saw a black cloud in her house. Was that cloud feeding off of the negative energy?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Welcome to the program. If you want commercial-free access to the show and get advanced episodes, check us out on Apple Podcasts and subscribe over there. Or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's up?
Hey, friend.
Hey.
So there's this woman on this plane,
mm-hmm.
and she had this meltdown. And I heard about the story. I didn't think much about it. And then someone called in and left a message about this woman on the plane. And it was like, you know, nobody's really talking about it. Could you look into it? You know, and I'm like, I don't know how I could look into it because I have no idea who this woman was. So the whole premise of it was that she boards the plane and has this meltdown. Like, it is a profanity-laced rant. Like, she's going off because that person is not real. She keeps saying, it's not real. Well, he's not real.
Yeah.
And you're all going to stay on this plane with this person who's not real. So when I saw that, I thought schizophrenic meltdown,
mm-hmm.
you know. This person saw it and thinks, is it paranormal? And that had not ever even entered my mind. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, that is an interesting concept. What if you're on the plane and that person is seeing something that's not there, but we can't see it?
Well,
I was like, that's an interesting concept.
The problem is the person was in the seat. They were there. There was many pictures and videos of the person in the hoodie, and you could see his face and you could see his eyes. And you could see that he was, in fact, a person who was there. And you only see her kind of flipping out. From what we understand, the other passenger that wasn't real, quote unquote, wasn't responding to her. There was a guy across the aisle that said she kept trying to engage him, and he just looked at her and didn't respond. You know, which it's kind of rude, kind of creepy at the same time, but some people just don't want to talk. Or maybe we don't know anything about the guy. Maybe he couldn't speak. Maybe he spoke a different language. Maybe, I don't know.
But doesn't it make you think after seeing her meltdown, she probably walked up to him and was like just spewing out words like, oh my God, why aren't you looking at me? What's the matter with you? Why do you have your hoodie on like that? You
know, my
guess is he's like, shut the F up, lady.
Everybody is looking at a lot of people are going, oh, is he a skinwalker? I've heard everything from like skinwalker to reptilian person to all this. And I think if you're into those sort of things, you're going to want that to be this, because you're going to want evidence and maybe this is it. And everybody's really running with the line where she said, he's not real. It could mean a lot for someone who's in a state of panic as far as what not being real means. keeping it real. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, when I look at it, I really think this is someone who had a mental breakdown and it was caught on camera. Then everybody's going to run with it.
And I think a lot of people have never seen or experienced anyone with a truly like a schizophrenic break.
Mm-hmm.
I've known a couple people in my life and the shit is as real to them as you and I talking right now.
Yep.
It is that real.
Yep.
And, you know, there are people in the trees and they've got guns and they're here to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to go outside and get them first.
Yeah. They
there
believe
are,
it.
And you could be like, there are no people in the tree with guns.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not there. Like, look, see, there's no people.
They'll see them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't see them because they're in camouflage.
Yep.
You know, so you can't even reason with them. So to me, when I see the video, I just think this poor woman's having a breakdown.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
But I thought it was so interesting that other people saw it and thought of some weird paranormal thing.
Well, what we have a lot of right now with a lot of these mental breaks, people are still coming out of years. Some people, a lot of people were not isolating. Some people really did isolate. And some people really have filled their head with a lot of conspiracy type things, and stories like this. And to them, they accept that those sort of things are fact, reality, they happen, whether they've ever seen them or not, but they're prepared in many ways, I think, to experience it because they believe it's out there. And if there's mm-hmm. already an underlying condition or something that triggers something, and you're very engrossed in conspiratorial thinking and things like that about lizard people or whatever, it's not a far stretch then for someone's mind to go, that's what that is, when they've been put to a very large stressor point and something triggered them. So my guess is, and I'm just guessing, I don't know anything about the woman, but I'm going to guess if we were to look at her interests and what she may have watched a lot of or heard a lot out of were things like that. And then something triggered her on that plane and that's where her mind went and it was as real to her as anything else. But unfortunately, or fortunately, really, it was a mental health episode, I'm guessing, and hopefully she gets the help that she needs.
And I think, too, people, she looks totally normal. Like, she doesn't look like anybody who would be freaking out.
But the
like
thing is, most people...
credibility yeah, to it.
It does. And that's what I think is always funny, too, because it's the old stereotype on you know, someone with some sort of personality disorder or some sort of mental illness or some sort of addiction. We think they're going to look a certain way.
We think
the alcoholics are under the bridge with a paper bag of booze when it's the CEO down the hall with, you know, everything that looks perfect. You think that the person who has, you know, this personality disorder is talking to themselves on the street wearing a winter coat in the middle of July. Or, you know, that's not reality. The reality is it's your everyone around you. It's your coworkers, it's family members, it's all sorts of things. And some people get triggered in different ways. And that I think that's what we saw there.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So
I agree with that.
Yeah. But it was weird. It was definitely weird. There was another one of another gentleman in the UK who flipped out at the person he was sitting next to. It's been a little perfect storm, if you will, of speculation on are they seeing something else? Yeah, I mean, that would be the nice, easier explanation, but or validate their experiences. But I think we're just seeing people that are at a stressing point and a breaking point.
And wouldn't it be weird if you were on the plane and that was going on? Like, okay, that was really disturbing. Who is this person? You know, it would be like, my God, what is going on here?
Well, it's interesting now, too, because like, the reaction of everyone is not like, hey, calm down, let me help you. Like, just take a breath. It's get the phone out, take the video, and let them go and do their insane rant or whatever. It's very much let them fly to crazy world without any sort of intervention. And it's scary. I mean, you intervene, you could get hurt or whatnot, but I don't know. It's a different place in time, too, where we gawk at this rather than go, that person probably needs some help. How did they get there? You know, what's causing this?
Oh, and she definitely needed some help. Like, yeah.
Because it's not that guy.
I don't know what happened to her when she got off the plane. So hopefully she's simply safe. And
they had to deplane and they got delayed by several hours. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's go to another caller here. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Hey guys, my name's Tori. I grew up in a colonial house in South Jersey. It was built in, the oldest part was built in 1729. That was the kitchen part, and it has lots of history. Colonel Benjamin Home lived there, and it was during the Revolutionary War. It was, you know, ransacked and burned by the British. All of the furniture was taken up to General Howe's office in New York City. So lots of crazy things have happened there throughout the years. It was restored in the 30s by a man named Dr. Green, because it had been abandoned in the 1800s. So wildlife was literally walking through this big, beautiful house. So I got to grow up there. My parents moved there in the 80s. I don't know really anything about the people that my parents bought the house from, but it was always generally a very charming place to grow up. When I was little, I would play games with my friends and tell them that I would talk to the ghost of Benjamin Home every night before I went to sleep, and it was all in totally good fun. I never experienced anything weird or malicious. I would always get weird feelings there, or feel like something was watching me once in a while. But never anything too bad. But one day when I was 16 years old, I had been fighting with my little sister. We're 2 years apart. And we would fight so badly that my mom would lock us out of the house and have us hash it out so we wouldn't break any of the antiques in the house. It was kind of silly. So she and I got into a screeching match. And being a 16-year-old, it was very dramatic. And I was the most angry I can ever remember being in my whole life. And I lived in one of the attics of the house. We had three attics, and my attic had been what we think was a maid's room. So it was nice and open, and there were steps that led up to the attic and then an opening just up at the top of the stairs, no railing or anything like that. So it's just a nice open space, and I would keep my desk at the top of the steps. And after this fight, I stormed up to my room very dramatically, because the steps make lots of noise, all the wood creaks when you're in the house, when you're walking around. So I get up to my room and I sit down in my office chair, my desk chair, in a big old huff, and I'm just sitting there seething, looking at my computer. And I look over to the right of me, over the opening above my staircase, and there's this black floating cloud just hovering there. Suddenly everything just went absolutely silent and my energy completely drained from me. This thing was so dense and it almost had these very, very, very soft tentacle-like feathers just emulating from it. Almost like they were reaching out to me, but not quite. It was just existing there. And it was just dense. It was translucent. And I could see the wall, the white wall behind it, but it was just so bizarre. And it caught me so off guard that I froze. And I stood there staring at it, sitting in my chair staring at it, and it just drifted into the wall, and the feeling went away. And in shock, I sat there for a second, and this was in the days of AOL Instant Messenger. So I immediately get on there with my friend, who was into paranormal stuff. We talk about it all the time, and I thought it was really fascinating, and I told him exactly what happened, and he asked me if I happened to be in a bad mood or if I had been fighting with anybody prior to seeing this thing, and I said, yeah, I'm furious right now. I'm so pissed off. And he was like, I need you to just stay calm and go outside and take a walk for a couple of hours and then come back and everything should be okay. And So I did that and chilled out and was calm, and I came back and my room felt totally fine. And I checked in with him and he was like, yeah, you know, I did a little bit more research and it seems like things like that are they're just things of energy, and they are so drawn to teenage girls specifically and people that are upset and angry. So they're these things that just want to come feed on negative energy. And that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like this dense, heavy, angry thing that was pulling that from me. So ever since then, I've tried very hard to be a calm person and not get into big fights, because honestly, I'm scared of ever seeing that thing again. I've never felt anything mean in my room before. It's a very soothing, calm place for me, and I hope I never see something like that ever again. It's very bizarre. So thank you for letting me share this. It's a ghost story that I share with my friends pretty often, and we're all like, oh my God, that's insane. But I hope, I wonder if anybody else has ever experienced this, really. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts?
What a weird place to grow up. Like, the house was built in the early 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the whole thing, just you're going to think there's going to be activity constantly in the house, but it doesn't sound like there was, and like really anything until that one day. But
then everything
and
changed.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah.
It was like a whole swirl of negative energy.
Very much so. Very bizarre situation, and I don't know how you would handle that, where suddenly that's there and you can feel that in your bones. Yeah. the negativity.
And I think that friend that she contacted, I forgot about AOL Messenger. I think that friend had some really good advice, though. Like, go out, calm down, relax. Mm-hmm. And then it went away. I'm like, well, I guess that's a good lesson in calming yourself down, because like, you really saw your anger almost.
Yeah, it's like, if that's what works, all right.
I'm getting it. And a life lesson that she carries through with her to this day.
Yeah.
You know, like, she tries to stay calm so that shit won't happen again. But it's weird. It's almost like it was just this swirl, mass, dark, like literally a dark cloud hanging over her from her anger.
Very much so. And then is that paranormal, or is that just energy? And we don't fully understand what energy, you know, can do.
It almost is like an energy thing.
Oh, it is. Thank you for sharing that one with us. Hey, if you want to share your real ghost stories, we'd love to hear it. 855-853-4802 or at realghoststoriesonline.com. And hey, if you want to add free episodes of the show and get advanced access to our episodes, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium subscription options, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.